May I speak in the name and to the glory of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I wonder, what's big in your life at the moment? What's occupying your time, your thoughts, your energies, your cares? What's big? For many people, it's work, study, activity of one shape or another, whether you're paid for it or whether you do it as a volunteer. Work. We're consumed with wanting to perform well at whatever it is we do, maybe to gain a qualification, to satisfy an employer, to succeed or at least survive in business. Work can be a big thing, or maybe seeking employment and worrying about it if you haven't got a job, or perhaps feeling anxious that there isn't that much you're useful for in the world anymore. All sorts of big things in life, aren't there? Money. Scraping enough of it together to survive? Or maybe wondering what to do with the money that you don't really need? People. Families to care for, with all the incredible joy and desperate anxiety that might imply. Relationships to spend time on, to delight in when they're thriving, or to strive and struggle when they're broken and need so much work to mend. Life can be full of so many big things, can't it? And for some, sadly, it's full of loneliness, full of a feeling that life is actually very empty. What's big in your life right now? People? Things? Money? Busyness? Emptiness? Is life sometimes too rushed to think about what it all means? Or are there moments when you're seeking, wondering, longing for a key to what it's all about, like Nicodemus in our gospel? And what of God? Is God relevant to these big things that consume our lives? And on this day particularly, we might wonder, what about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Does the Trinity have some meaning to offer? This life of many cares and joys and things? God, who is one God in three persons yet one God, does this really cut any ice in the daily realities of life in the world? Well, for these few minutes, I want to suggest that yes, it might. And that we find some clues about this in the claims of the scriptures that we heard a few minutes ago. A few hints as to what faith in the Trinity might bring to everyday life in the world. Because the Trinity removes from us the burden of meaning and success. It removes from us the burden of meaning and success. The contemporary world says that we can be who we want to be, that we can do whatever we choose if we work hard enough, if we succeed. This might sound wonderful, but what if in the course of life we find it isn't entirely true? I could never have run as fast as Usain Bolt, however fast, however much I trained. I could never have sung as well as Bryn Terfel, no matter how long I practiced. I could not have been whatever I wanted. I could not have been whoever I choose. I could not have created the meaning for my life that I wanted, absolutely, unfailingly. But faith in the Trinity says I don't have to. We heard in our Romans passage about the idea of becoming or being a child of God. The Trinity offers us a relationship with the divine. If God the Holy Spirit enters our lives, we find that we are made children of the divine Father, brothers and sisters of Jesus, siblings of God the Son. And here surely is a meaning to life far richer or deeper than any I could generate by my own daily striving. Here we are all offered a status far higher, far more splendid than any passing success or achievement that our earthly efforts might have attained. The Trinity offers us that birth, that new birth, such as Nicodemus was invited into. Birth into relationships which are eternal. Birth into relationships which are loving infinitely. Birth into relationships which are gracious and free and simply have to be accepted. But the Trinity tries to portray the love of God circulating eternally between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. An eternal, infinite love that flows outward generously and is available to all. And in our Old Testament readings this morning, we heard how sometimes that love, that glory, that majesty can be glimpsed. Sometimes, all too infrequently, we get a hint of the majesty of the Holy Trinity. Like Isaiah, seeing through the smoke to the glory of God on the throne. Seeing behind the veil to the majesty and beauty and wonder of the Lord. And if we do, in worship or prayer, in the glory of nature like in our psalm, or maybe in abundant praise or powerful listening to the scriptures, if we meet God in that way, we find he sends us back into the world, forgiven, inspired, renewed, commissioned. For that's the mission, that's the task at the heart of the Holy Trinity. It doesn't exist as some baffling theological ideal. The Trinity doesn't live as a heavenly reality divorced from the creation. The mission of the Holy Trinity is to fill the world with meaning and hope and purpose and love. All of that stuff that comes from knowing we are children of God. So, whatever is big in your life right now, may we try not to let it be so big that we can't see it in the light of God. If work is big, can we let it not become an idol that consumes us all, but rather see it in as the place in the world where we serve God, where we try to work out his loving purposes and serve his mission in the world? If relationships are big, can we try to keep them not so big that we don't see them in the light of God? For within the love of the relationships of the Trinity, that's where we understand what our human relationships truly can be. They're gifts, not property. They're given to help us share love and not to hoard it. They mustn't become playgrounds of power, but rather schools of love. Human relationships, where we glimpse the divine relationship into which we're called. And if life is sometimes big with spaces, big with emptiness, when work finishes or our sense of purpose is struggling, or when relationships come and go as they do, can we invite God into those spaces? treasure the reality that he makes us his children forever. He faithfully guides us, sustains us, leads us through all our earthly efforts, and when our striving cease. He and he alone made us and keeps us and calls us. He is the one who invites us to our true home.